back to the Nutra Medical Report and a couple of quick announcements. We've mentioned in the past things like the epigenetic frequency therapy antenna system amplifier and the peptides. In order to be involved with those, you need to purchase at least a starter consult. And I recommend you fill in that 11-page history form because it involves more than just epigenetic frequencies or peptides. You need to be taking other NutriMeds in order for it to work, and I need to have a consultation review. So you go to Diagnostics and Therapeutics. You can purchase the epigenetic frequency therapy. We also have, by the way, our hyperbaric chambers that, on that level, down there in Diagnostics and Therapeutics. We also have the other technologies such as the QRMA, Quantitative Resonant Magnetic Analysis Machine. We also can either purchase it over time. So peptides and epigenetic frequency, you need to purchase a consultation to proceed further, rather than just kind of quoting quote peptides and then saying, hey, I don't know what peptides they are. We need to actually review your history in order to make sure it's appropriate for whatever your problem. For example, if you've got a skin problem, you may need a cartilage peptide, which helps with collagen, plus collagen max and other cofactors for that, for it to work optimally. And, of course, you'll need the Red Deer Velvet DR. We are in production now. Our powders arrived down at Chula Vista today. Labels tomorrow, so we should be in production hopefully next week to get those new pills out to you. The newer pills will be 250 milligrams, one-half the size, so it'll be easier to swallow. 120 capsules per bottle rather than 60, which is better. Because the cost of the powders increased, we've also had to increase our price somewhat, although we'll wait for our sales. We have another sale coming in a month's time over Labor Day, so you can get advantages there. Anybody can email to get a starter protocol, and if you purchase even one product, you can get a call back. We give you multiple time windows because I'm very busy. I do consultations all over the world, so... Ryan, welcome back, and let's start off from the top. We have some very unique nutraceuticals here. I just made an announcement that if people want to get integrative care, for example, more advanced care, whether they're getting the epigenetic frequencies or the peptides, they need to get the nutriments too. You can't just kind of substitute. Like I've had some people say, well, if I just take this new product called Red Deer Velvet DR, I don't need to take my nutriments. Absolutely not. You need to take your nutriments with it for it to work. If you don't have your other nutraceuticals and you have your other epigenetic therapies, which is why I need to have a consultation in order for you to proceed with either the peptides or that, you're not going to be able to purchase them. And I certainly will not provide any support if you try to get it anyway. You can't get it elsewhere because I'm the one that invented this technology. So, Ryan, I'd like you to pick out a couple of the top nutraceuticals and explain why you can't go elsewhere, Vitacost, Amazon, Jet, whatever, to find equivalent nutraceuticals, and you certainly aren't even going to get it from your local naturopath or chiropractor because they don't have these. They're very unique, aren't they?
Dr. Bill, these are the best in the business because they... Dr. Bill, can you hear me all right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, supplement-wise, I mean, you're talking about a different class than what people have access to because these are built to be designed so that bioavailability is there. Nutrients that a lot of people are unfamiliar with having implications of, say, absorption, say, like Cell Defense Plus, for example, that's curcumin with... not just the curcuminoids, but also what are known as the tumerones from the essential oil component of it. Most people they're just unaware that most of what they get is fillers. It's been destroyed through extraction processes. It's got kind of a slick packaging to say something profound about absorption, but it's not truly what's being used in the clinical trials and not shown to be bioavailable. And how do you overcome those hurdles? And I think when we look time and time again for the different formulations in the NutriMed lineup, that's one of the key elements for why people go, wait a minute, I felt like I was taking something similar to this, but why does this make me feel so different and why is it working so much better? And because it's heads and shoulders above pretty much anything.
Yeah, exactly. Let's pick out a couple and we'll expand on why they're so unique. Give an example. One that I've increased my dosage of personally is Nutrijala, which is one of our oldest nutraceuticals we've had here in the last number of years. It's one of the most important because most diseases, including heart disease and diabetes, are not really sugar problems or, quote, cholesterol problems. They're free radical problems, aren't they? So Nutrijala grabs the free radicals because it's a long-acting alpha-lipoic acid. It's very unique. It's more powerful, in fact, than the alpha-R lipoic acid because it persists in the body. Not alpha-R disappears in a matter of minutes. even though it's, quote, statistically more powerful, its power disappears in a couple minutes, so it's useless. But our Nutritrala persists to get rid of free radicals. It's very amazing. Whether it's heart disease, heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, peripheral neuropathy, dementia, these are all free radical illnesses, including autoimmune disease. It's extremely important people take Nutritrala at least one, twice a day, usually up to three times a day. And it's extremely powerful at stopping singlet oxygen, isn't it?
Very much so. Yeah. This is...
Yeah.
These formulations, Dr. Bill, like, I just even go back to the fundamentals. Everybody out there that's listening to you probably is taking a multivitamin mineral, right? And then you have formulations built like Vitamineral Max, where foundationally this is like building a house. You want to lay a good foundation, stable and consistent to build upon. And so, like, Vitamineral Max, great example, the same thing, Dr. Bill, of its ability to deliver the nutrients because they're bioavailable, like the B vitamins being in an active state, meaning they don't have to go through enzymatic conversions, including things like methylation, to become, say, for example, 5-methyl tetrahydrofolate versus folic acid, or B12 coming in as cyanocobalamin in traditional supplements versus this format being methylcobalamin. And having those advantages is why people feel the difference. And in Vitamineral Max being delivered in capsules, now it's available in a cherry-flavored powder. So whether you have, want it in caps or a great tasting powder, you have those options, but you're getting the same great bioavailable nutrients.
Yeah, exactly. Now, tell us, it does several things. Firstly, it jumps a gene defect. It's bioavailable, and it persists in the body at that bioavailable nutrient. So even if you have a gene SNP, it actually jumps it, which you don't find in any other, even in the medical-grade nutraceuticals. Very often you find that they don't have these bioconverted forms that are available to the body, or that they persist for a long period of time and therefore have these biological actions. This is exactly the opposite of what's called a Codex Alimentarius, thought up by a Nazi in prison in Holland after World War II. He actually dreamed up this idea for the pharmaceutical industry, believe it or not, while he was in prison as a Nazi, and they carried through with it. Now in Europe, the Europeans are really subjugated, where they give the absolute minimum dosage. For example, if you want to stop scurvy, the dosages of vitamin C are minuscule, but most people don't realize cataracts are actually vitamin C deficiency. Isn't that interesting? But they're not going to treat that. Or heart disease is actually deficiency of antioxidants to stop free radicals that oxidize cholesterol and fatty acids. It's not a cholesterol problem, it's a free radical problem. Just like diabetes is a free radical problem, and the sugar is just glycated by the free radicals. So if you have a high hemoglobin A1C, it just means you're glycating your sugar because you have a lot of free radicals. So, and then when you start taking Nutritrala, your hemoglobin A1C is going to drop simply because you mop up the free radicals. It's not lowering your blood sugar so much as lowering your glycation. So your glucose tolerance might show a high sugar, but your level of hemoglobin A1C will drop just by taking Nutritrala, right? Interesting, isn't it? So I think maybe we've lost our connection with Ryan.
Yeah, sorry, Dr. Bell. Got a little multifaceted juggling there. Urgent.
Yeah. So anyway, I think the hemoglobin A1C will drop faster than your blood sugar when you're taking Nutritrala. The most important thing to realize is many of the diseases we have are not, say, a blood sugar problem or even a cholesterol problem. They're free radical problems, and Nutritrala takes care of that.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, free radical scavenging. And I want to bring up something interesting where, for people that have been around this industry a long time, it's always been, I shouldn't say always, but for the last, 15 plus years, people have talked about ORAC values. And so they look at things, substances, it could be a chocolate bar or, something special, and saying, oh, it's got a high ORAC value. And I think it's important to recognize what people were evaluating there was oxygen radical absorption capacity, the ability of a substance to quench a free radical. And I want to bring this up because, well, I guess we're getting close to break, but there's a very important distinction between a lot of what's in NutriMed for a lineup and its long-lasting ability to quench free radicals versus just giving up an electron. And so we can talk about that more.
Yeah, very good. Back in just a moment. Stay tuned for the best advice you can get to stay well with low toxic polypharmacy. We'll be right back. we're back with Ryan. So, Ryan, let's continue with a couple of other major issues and powerful nutraceuticals.
If I could just hit on, before the break, we were talking about that antioxidant issue. And I think this is really important as a differentiator because there's things in a NutraMed line that people can easily gloss over. One of them, like you're saying, with alpha-lipoic acid, the bioavailability of Nutritrala, the critical aspect is alpha-lipoic acid has a short half-life. So it's got to stay around in the body long enough to make a big impact. And so normally when people take ALA, it only has a half-life of 27 minutes. And that's whether you take the R version or S or the racemic blend. It doesn't matter. It's 27 minutes, right? Except the version that's in the NutraMed lineup has the technology. It's gone through a biotech company that basically created the technology for a controlled release mechanism that then moves that to around an 80-minute half-life. And so all of a sudden, you've got a much longer frame for this stuff to stay around and do its work, like you were saying, Dr. Bill, quenching free radicals. But I want to bring up this really cool point about Nutritrala and why it's one of the most powerful free radical quenchers. ALA is really good at neutralizing free radicals, but one of the other mechanisms that it has directly by giving up some electrons, but it also is a NRF2 pathway activator. And NRF2, anybody out there that's, you know, tried Protandims or something like that and they don't really understand it, they'll call it Protandim like NRF2 activator or NRF2 something. What they're talking about there is that's the pathway, the communication pathway that the cells use to recognize what it is they're dealing with, what kind of oxidative stress, and the ability for the body to recognize it and then create its own antioxidants, its own glutathione, its own detoxification pathway, upregulation so that it can quench. And the reason I bring this up is when you really are trying to be like, well, I don't know what's good, what's bad, it's like Dr. Bill has poured so much into his knowledge, you know, to get the right products in here. And the layers at which they work are profoundly different than what a lot of people have access to.
Right.
And one of those great examples.
So you have to have superior. It's like being a Leonardo da Vinci. He was not only a painter, he was a paint maker. In other words, he had made his own paints. In fact, the Mona Lisa is painted with infrared paints, so you actually have to, if you look at it with an infrared camera, it's actually 3D. Isn't it interesting? That's why it's the highest-priced painting in the world. What we have is like a Mona Lisa in terms of the nutraceutical power. We have to apply it mindfully to create what we call biological epigenetic art. That's what we're doing right now, epigenetic art. So we're giving you the right nutraceuticals to jump over gene defects, provide nutrients, help your body rebuild itself. That's why we've even added, in addition to our current nutraceuticals, we've added our Red Deer Velvet DR, but it doesn't mean you don't take, say, Vision Max and other things for retinopathy like Vanaway. For your eyes, you need to take the right nutraceuticals with these other technologies, including things like Lumen Photon, setting number 3 for eye regeneration. And maybe even if we need to go all the way up to a Novastem hypoxic stem cell transplant by IV. So people need to realize that there's many layers to this, and I call it an orchestra. It's not a magic bullet. It's a magic orchestra, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not a magic bullet. It's a magic orchestra. And every instrument in the orchestra is unique. You're not going to find this elsewhere, and you're not going to find the artful way of actually using it or monitoring or testing to see if actually what you took was helpful, whether it's Parkinson's disease, retinopathy, heart failure. For example, if you're in heart failure, CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is essential. The studies that I have recently just reviewed show it has one-third the five-year death rate, even of Entresto, which is the most powerful new drug, the whiz-bang drug that's making billions of dollars every year worldwide and costs between $500 and $600 a month if you don't have insurance. And if you do have insurance, it can cost a couple hundred dollars a month. So people don't understand. Nutraceuticals, if applied properly, have a high enough grade, can have dramatic effects on disease you can't imagine, even things like stopping cancer from returning, taking your malignant block. I mean, these are powerful nutraceuticals, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. And so malignant blocks, they're one of those examples. So sulforaphane glucosinolate, that's, you know, a encapsulated version of being able to really consume the equivalent of pounds of cruciferous vegetables like broccoli.
Yeah, five pounds of broccoli seed, which is even more powerful than the broccoli plant. People say, you know, mom says, eat your broccoli, and the kids say, I don't like broccoli. Well, you don't have to. You can actually take Ageless, which has the SGS in it, or you take the capsule. And, you know, that's what people realize, you can sneak it into even a child by giving them the Ageless powder as a drink.
That's right. And there's a study that was done where they took kids that had behavioral issues, the ADHD category, and they were running them at basically the equivalent of the four capsule dosing, and they were able to significantly improve these kids and their brain function and their behavior function over just a matter of a couple months. And although they had a blinded and an active group, it became distinctly obvious who was on what. And so the parents just were like, whatever that is, we would like to use that.
Whatever it is, please give it to them some more.
Yeah, they're like, there's...
Were they taking just the ageless?
Just the malignant block material.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, yeah. What that does is it repairs DNA, and if cells are beyond repair, like cancer that's turning too so far gone it can't be reversed, it creates apoptosis. Now, people don't realize attention deficit disorders, these others, are actually epigenetic damage to DNA in the blood-brain barrier. That's why vaccines, especially if you have certain gene SNPs, increase the risk 3 to 5 times. If you look at black and Hispanic kids that carry gene SNPs, if you're vaccinated with heavy metals and toxic adjuvants, it's 3 to 5 times more likely to develop ADD, ADHD, and autism spectrum disorder. Isn't that nasty?
Mm-hmm.
And people don't, oh, my doctor, they, you know, we talked about this. There's JFK Jr., I think, is fighting against vaccines, and we talked about this the other day with Jason Bernstein. What people need to start kind of, Josh Bernstein, I mean, if people don't understand that you need nutraceuticals because our diet isn't safe. A lot of the animals we're eating are now eating genetically modified foods that are toxic to us, and they create free radicals. They create autoimmunity, which is basically immune homology, where something in the pathogen or the organism, like the plant or animal you're eating, and by the way, it's not just for animals. People don't realize that vegans are exposed to toxins, too. I talked to a vegan yesterday who was concerned about his health, and he works in the oil industry with machine parts that are coming from China with toxic chemicals on them, and, of course, probably heavy metals from the machine parts. And he doesn't have any health problems now, but you see, if you wait for symptoms, usually things are catastrophic by that time. One-third of males, their first symptom of heart problems is heart attack and death. It's not heart attack and survive. Same way as 55% of females, 5 to 10 years later, their first symptom of heart disease is death. It's not something they're going to recover from.
Yeah, I was just running some of my own, I know Cleveland Heart and stuff like that, and so I was just, doing some evaluation there locally, and just great, when you're like, man, you just feel so bad that people aren't exposed to the fact that there's so many of these underlying markers that they should be aware of.
Because, and by the way, and if you...
Two days prior and look for a blockage, there's no blockage, but you're going to about to have a blockage based on what's been percolating, underneath.
And it may not even pick up, for example, if you have collateral blood flow because you've had a slow onset cardiac problems, your cardiac CT scan will be negative. Even your treadmill stress test may not pick it up. You might see on a high-speed CT some calcified areas. The most accurate test is a blood viscometry test, blood cardiac markers like Veritas or Meridian Valley Labs, which I do. Most cardiologists in the country are completely ignorant of this. I had the only dual laser viscometer west of Harvard because I worked with a Harvard cardiologist back late 90s, early 2000s. And so if you talk about science, most doctors are not scientists as well as physicians. They're just drug salesmen and technicians. That's what they are. Call a spade, people. You may want to dispute it. It's not open to dispute. I'm not interested in your opinion. I've gone through all this for decades. It's over. How's that? So, Ryan, let's continue with our discussion. Functional medicine is living pathology. Now, living pathology doesn't mean you're dead or you're under a slide under a microscope. Pathology means finding imbalances, genetic, epigenetic, toxic, and stealth pathogens and autoimmunity long before disease rears its ugly head and you either get symptoms or death. I learned a very important point a long time ago. And one of the things, the important thing, is that the most important thing is not trying to seek the right answers, is trying to seek the right questions. And one of the things I found is major symptoms will bother you and minor ones will kill you. Or no symptoms at all will kill you. So in other words, you don't have to have a symptom before you get cancer. You know, you're there. I'll give an example. I had one of the people we know as a friend, their uncle up in Los Angeles said 2 years ago they had some bowel dysfunction and they were concerned they might be developing cancer. Well, the doctors dropped the ball. They didn't do not just an occult blood test, but there's stool tests for actually DNA markers of colon cancer. And they're very accurate. And you can do the start with an ultrasound, then a spiral thin section CT and a PET scan to see if you have any granulomatous lesions that are hot in the PET scan. So you can know for precisely if somebody's got cancer. And the only time you do a surgery is if you've got a blocked viscous like a colon or a compressed nerve or something else that's causing a major pain syndrome so you can debulk the tumor. But if you don't start chemotherapy first, and we're not talking about regular chemo, we're talking about insulin potentiated chemo after testing, you need to be on the right nutraceuticals. Well, unfortunately, and this is, a statement of the average person. Now, I'm an extreme, okay? If I want to give everybody a chance to live and survive, so I'm going to blast them with everything they can to get over their MS or their heart disease or their heart failure, and even reverse bypass. They don't need a bypass surgery if they follow my treatment protocol. I find, though, I would say 75% of people take only a portion of my protocols, and probably 25% are say, Doc, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. And that's a problem because, let's put it this way, and I'm not trying to be arrogant about this, I'm trying to say, look, God's given me natural and supernatural talents to tell you that if you listen to me, you'll survive and thrive, and if you don't, you're going to not. The results may not be up to you what you want, or they might be very grisly. Now, if you take our nutraceuticals, we have people that surprise me. They take one or two things, and I wanted to give them 5 or 10, and they get better. I can't tell you how that's going to happen. I mean, I had cases of people that just take my NutriMeds, and they recover from cancer. That's not unusual either. For people to take our cancer, or the same thing with hypertension, or their angina disappears. You just start taking some of our heart meds, like our CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, the Omega Supreme Pro, etc. Because remember, as you start stopping the oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, as you clear plaque with things like Vainaway and the antioxidants, Gamma Plus, etc., you're going to start getting better. Now, as you add more and more layers, I call the magic orchestra, not the magic bullet, you're going to get better. But what I want people to realize is I'm really not interested in their or their doctor's opinion. I want to know what their tests are. So I may say to them, look, you need to go to a cardiologist if I think that their tests or their history suggest they might be at risk of heart disease. I want a high-speed CT scan and a cardiolite CT scan. And I want lipid electrophoresis and cardiac markers. These are concrete tests. They're not open to people's damned opinion. I'm a concrete scientist, and I go much further than the average doctor or cardiologist. And in fact, when I was doing internal medicine at Swedish Hospital, I took over 4 general internists. I had 700-plus diabetics, just me. That's 4 doctors I took over their practice. Not a one of them had their microalbumin measured to see if their kidneys are going, bye-bye, see you later, nice to know you. And 40% of those diabetics at high levels of microalbumin, which, by the way, if you give them an ACE inhibitor, you can actually drop their ACE blocker, but if you just give them Vainaway, it'll block their kidneys being destroyed by diabetes. And ultrathiamine B1, so I give them ultrathiamine B1 now, and I've had people that have actually destroyed their kidneys and they're diabetic with a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, including my brother, who is a pharmacist who did it. And I reversed his kidney disease, 50% recovery to 100% within 6 months. So I'm not interested at this stage of my life after 45 years after, graduation to hear anybody's damned opinion unless they can support it with science. And the average person in the public is completely illiterate. And most of the doctors, 98%, are functionally illiterate and don't know any functional pathology, which is intermediate metabolism, toxicology, stealth pathogens, or immunohomology syndromes. They just don't know it, period. They have no idea about quantum biophysics or anything, and advanced diagnostics like genetic tests, etc. They're completely illiterate. It's disturbing, but it's true, isn't it? What do you think, yep. Ryan?
No.
Yeah, and I'm trying to teach them. Back to, I have lots of people out there, and they don't have to be doctors. They can be corporate heads. They can just have a brain. They can be a grandmother who wants to take care of the relatives. And I'll hold their hand and say, look, this is what you do with your relative that's got cancer or some other problem. But you have to learn. I am in a learning process, so 6 months or a year from now, I'll know more than I do now. But I'm so far ahead of your doctors and you down the road. Please don't second-guess Dr. Deagle. Just follow my damned advice and get well. Please. I beg you, don't go elsewhere to get your nutraceuticals. You're going to harm yourself. It's like going out on the road with not being properly trained to do a drag race at, 200 miles an hour around a spiral, one of those tracks. You've probably been there, right? And if you're not a professional driver, you're going to kill yourself the first time you go around the wheel, around the spin around the thing there. Somebody's going to hit you, and you're going to go flying through the air, and you're going to die. Well, the same thing goes when people don't realize. They go to the medical doctors. The medical system is expensive. It's asinine. 40 to 60% by even the American College of Surgeons, surgical procedures are inappropriate and unnecessary. You know, they actually calculated out that now probably three-quarters of people that get prostate surgery for prostate cancer shouldn't have had it. And most of those people are going to lose their bladder control and never have another erection, ever. In other words, their manhood is gone, buds.
Yeah, I was even hearing about the examination itself being, you know, invasive to the point where raising BPH and causing, you know, distress to the prostate itself, you know.
Well, if they got a stealth infection or heavy metals, what the hell do they expect? It's like going into an abscess. I watched the show The Tudors with King Henry. Now, if I could do a time machine and travel back to King Henry, he would live to be a ripe old age. The man's neck was probably designed to live to be in his 90s. But his dumbass doctors either drain blood from him or just temporarily, improperly drain the abscess and never put a drain tube in there to drain the abscess and give him antipathogenics to kill it off and boost his immune system. So the poor man, he was tough as hell because he lived to be 55. But the fact is that this kind of foolishness is still going on today. I mean, they don't have leeches to bleed you right now. But you got to understand that I've evolved well beyond the medical system of the early 21st century. Most doctors are still practicing 1970s medicine, which is ridiculous. They are. And you might say, oh, my doctor's going to do a cardiac bypass. I said, why? We've published literature in their own journal shows it doesn't work. Same way as cancer. Why would you not test the cancer sensitivity with an insulin potentiated cancer test and give insulin to reduce the toxic effect on regular tissues? And why would you not give things like malignant block to repair the DNA to make cancer cells go back to normal or permit apoptosis or programmed cell death or give them GCMAF, which we do as well? Why? I don't know. My doctor's making too damn much money. He's got a chemo set of five or six chairs in his office, and his nurse is giving chemotherapy to all these people, and he's making boko a bucks because he's getting a percentage of all the chemo drugs, too. Damn. I mean, as they say, he can buy a bigger boat. And people want to dispute and say, well, that doctor knows more than you. That's really extremely freaking unlikely that your doctor knows more than you, because even if I don't, I'll research something, and in a matter of hours or days, I will accumulate enough knowledge that I can put your doctor back out of medical school and say, look, they're not fit to go to medical school, let alone residency. It's disturbing. And people say, oh, Dr. Deagle, that's crazy. I said, no, the system is crazy, and we're subject to it. And that's why we have morons like Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez that want socialized top-down health care. They want to further restrict health care to have stupid protocols run by knucklehead doctors and state licensing authorities or national HHS and force vaccinate you with stupid toxic vaccines that will kill you. And if you don't think that the population is now being boiled to death with toxic radiation from some Wi-Fi networks and cell phones and genetically modified food, you're an idiot. Okay? As I say, the Darwin effect will take you out of the gene pool if you don't listen. How's that? So, bit of a rant, but you know what? You got to listen here. Listen up, people. I'm not interested in your opinion. I want your problems. I will do everything for you. Most of it free. Free consults, free emails. For God's sake, don't second guess Deagle. Don't go elsewhere. I beg you, for your own sake. Only get NutriMeds. Get my advice. Follow my advice. And I'll send you to specialty clinics or surgeons if I need. You know, moving very quickly toward a new paradigm. The paradigm of disease is going to change dramatically. There's going to be multiple layers to healthcare. Let's say we talk about healthcare by 2030, 11 and a half years from now. 11 and a half years from now, the average doctor who learns to practice medicine, we're not talking about doctor MDs, it can be MDs, JDs, MDs and NDs, and chiropractors, health providers, professional trainers. The first thing is they're going to start using testing and functional testing that can involve things like QRMA and metapathia scans, then narrowing those tests down to functional tests at certified federal labs for specific tests, to identify problems before you get symptoms. Symptom-based medicine is asinine. It's ridiculous. You want to wait till somebody has a cardiac symptom before you treat them, and one-third of people, their first cardiac symptom is death? Damn it. That's not good. Or cancer? How many people do you think get cancer and they have any warning signs they're going to get it? No, they have somebody look over the top of their glasses that their acute pain that happened last night was because they got a bowel obstruction because they got colon cancer, and stage 4, it's metastasized. Okay? Or pancreatic cancer or ovarian cancer. They're not going to get any damn warning, are they? Right?
Right.
They're going to get a warning from the doctor. You better tell all your relatives you're going to bite it in 3 months. You better, even if you go through chemo, half of you are going to die from the stupid chemo. The doctors are going to give you, they'll poison you. I remember going to the director of oncology at the Vancouver General, because it's the second largest hospital complex in the world, and I trained there in internal medicine in 77. And I went to him, I said, hey, I killed a lot of people today. And he looked at me like, hey, you're sarcastic, SOV, aren't you? And he goes, I said, well, yeah. I said, he said, you're a problem child. I said, well, I said, I don't like getting called back to a floor after I've been giving chemo to somebody. And I showed him my hand where I had a hangnail that wasn't healing. And I was an athlete back then, running about 5 to 10 miles a day, ideal weight and everything. And I said, this stuff's bad, this daunorubicin stuff. I call it Red Devil. And I said, when I give somebody chemo, usually they haven't eaten properly for 3 weeks. A lot of, they're vomiting their guts up. Their electrolytes are crappy. And I said, and when I get back to the floor, they never respond, no matter what the hell I give them. They don't respond to, you know, electrolytes or how many joules I put across their chest or whatever, or intubate them. It doesn't matter. The universe, they die. If I give them chemotherapy and they come back to a full cardiac arrest. And I said, why don't we try to figure out, number one, what's the cause of the cancer and how we can get it normalize their electrolytes so they actually survive the treatment. And he looked at me like, you're a problem. We're just having business here, okay? We give chemotherapy if you happen to die as a result of it. That's why I tell people take things to prevent cancer, like malignant block, ageless. Take things to actually repair your DNA. Take things for your heart, like, you know, our cardiovascular. Take CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, VascuCare, Omega Supreme Pro. Heart disease is not a disease of cholesterol. I mean, I took care of Eskimos and Northwest Territories and Alaskans with Dr. Moskowitz in 1978 at the Vancouver General Hospital. And we were actually measuring these cholesterols, and they were 3,500 to 3,000, 10 to 15 times higher than the upper limit of normal. None of them got heart disease. They had seal flipper and narwhal blubber in a little pouch in their waist. They didn't have white man's food or bread or alcohol or other crap. It was our diet that's killing us because we're oxidizing cholesterol. Free radicals. They had a diet that would not create free radicals, and they had antioxidants. So it's a good segue to Omega Supreme Pro. If you don't, if you wonder why we have heart disease, it's because the ratio of pro-inflammatory fatty acids is orbital, isn't it, Ryan? Our fatty acids are off in orbit. Like Omega Supreme Pro, it's a monoglyceride, so it's going to be 400% more absorbed. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Bell, that's absolutely right. So this is a breakthrough technology where when you take these fish oils, it's actually the oil itself is pre-digested, so it doesn't need lipase for your body to convert it to a monoglyceride or free fatty acid so that you can get maximization of the absorption. And so most people out there do have digestive difficulties, particularly with fat. And so unless they're going to take their fish oil and add additional lipase enzymes, they have a really difficult time truly driving up their red cell membrane of omega-3 fatty acids to get the real health benefits.
Exactly. The fact is, though, this seems to be, it intellectually is avoided by the so-called pundits within the healthcare establishment. And I remember talking to a recently, in the last 6 months, a cardiologist, and he said, well, measuring blood viscosity is voodoo medicine. I said, are you kidding me? It correlates directly with cardiac markers like IL-17, TNF-alpha, et cetera, and free radical markers like 8-hydroxy-2-prime-deoxyguanosine and T-bars and oxidized 9-neuronal-hydroxycholesterol, because I've damn well measured it. And he looked at me like, conversation over. I'm getting embarrassed. Don't talk to me, please. That's what happens, believe it or not. And you wonder why I'm a little angry today. It's because I want the public to understand they should listen to my advice, period, because I can validate with testing and I could recommend they do with their local cardiologist or test kits I can send them. So don't think you can second guess Dr. Deagle and get away with it. You can't. Now, people might think that's arrogant. I said, no, I want to save your butt from your own stupidity. Believing your doctors or what you read on the sewer net, I call it the internet, thinking that you could do better. You're not. And that's why you need to get your nutraceuticals only for NutraMedical and your advice. Otherwise, you're going to screw yourself up. Now, people say, Dr. Deagle, why would you say that? I said, because my advice is good advice, and it's evolving very quickly. And, of course, I try to teach it to these other doctors because I teach them free. All I need to do is charge them for my time to review their case like an apprentice. I don't charge them, and I don't care if they're a grandmother or they are a naturopath or chiropractor or a special sports trainer. We need to actually prove to them that everything that's going on in the healthcare system is insane, super expensive, and catastrophic, and post what I call disease states. In other words, the disease is ready to chew you up and spit out your bones, and you're now finally seeing a doctor that's going to charge you a fortune before he kills you. That's the facts. Doesn't matter if it's Parkinson's disease, heart disease, MS, whatever. And that's why recently I had a gentleman who wanted to go off and get the stem cell transplant and take my red deer velvet. He didn't ask me which stem cell clinic. He just went and got one. Don't do that, please. I beg you. I've already seen all these clinics. In fact, a lot of them are afraid to even come on my show because they're terrified. Knowing my background, if they go Google me, say, oh, man, this guy's going to ask us a lot of questions, and we're going to have very poor results. We can't show we detoxed or prepared the patient before we start giving a stem cell transplant or even provided the building blocks like we are Red Deer Velvet DR so they can actually rebuild their tissues. It's disturbing, isn't it? The healthcare system is run by a bunch of yahoos. I call it a yahoo-rich environment. Crazy. And the same with all these people who flog vitamins. They never have any training in pharmacology or toxicology or medicine or anything, let alone anything scientific. And they're selling everything from stupid water filtration systems to garbage vitamins, and they give no advice on how to actually test it. This ours is the best. It's crazy, isn't it? What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, Dr. Bill. I mean,
Yeah, that's why I'm talking about less product and more about process, because I want people to know, I will tell you what to do. If you just email me free, I'll say, hey, take a protocol of 2, 3, 4 things. And, you know, we're thinking about putting things together in packs, but the problem is that most people don't follow my advice. 3/7 of people have cherry pick. They'll say, well, I'm going to take this, this, and this. I don't want to take the 6 things that will actually make me get over my catastrophically horrifying disease. Right? I'm thinking, please, at least for a while, take all of it, and then if you get better, start tapering down so you can... What you do with nutraceuticals is you take everything I recommend, and you taper until you get better, or your QRMA or metapathy or blood testing shows, hey, you don't need 10 things, you need 5 things now. You're getting better. But you got to start high and taper. You don't do it the other way and say, hey, I'm going to take 2 things out of 10 and figure I'm going to get better. That's craziness, isn't it? And I constantly have to fight a lot of opposition. I mean, you know, everybody and their dog, including other people that I work with, they want me to give them 1 or 2 things rather than 4 or 5 things that will actually make them better. And I said, no, you can very severe, let's say, rheumatoid arthritis or scleroderma or systemic lupus or MS. You're going to need to take a lot more than 1 or 2 things to get you better when your doctors have already failed, right? So, for example, you've got remyelinate, you need to take Neurogen, which is going to give you DHA, docosahexaenoic acid. You need to stop the free radicals with Nutritrala. Take things like Vanaway and things that stop nitro peroxy radical gamma plus. And if you don't do everything I tell you, your chances of getting better are next to nil. Not good. Now, if you get some better and you say, hey, I got 20 or 30% better, great. Why didn't you take the 4 or 5 things and get 100% better? Right? So, how can I say it? I'm venting my frustration. I want people to get well. All right? So, don't wander. And if you
give them great advice, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, if you want help, I'm your big brother. I'm your how can I call it? Your cybernetic worldwide doctor, consulting teacher to all the doctors. I want medicine to change. As they say, before I leave the mortal coil and God calls me home, I want medicine and healthcare to change on planet Earth so that we have a real healthcare system, not a pre-embalming system. How's that? Yeah. Instead of MDs, you call it ME, more embalming. How's that? What do you like that?
That's a good one.
Instead of MD, it's MD, ME. What do you mean, Doc? Well, you could be magnificent deity, more dough, or more drugs, but I prefer ME. How's that?